This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Bill of Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 or Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So how you get involved, get engaged. It's really the only way to do it. It's really the only way to, you know, again, to be able to fight back. Right? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that that you spend with us, the time that you spend just even getting involved in the conversation, whether you whether you agree with us or not, whether you want to take a different direction or not, right? I mean, you at least need to speak out about it. You at least need to understand and know. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Visit the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You know, again, you want to get involved. You want to find out what's going on. You know, Joe Biden's at it again. Although, you know what? Like, you didn't know this, right? Like, you didn't know this was going, again, this was going on. He's not only is he, I don't want to just pick on him 24/7, but he's easy. He came out today, as I started to say earlier, and he says, you know, he's deeply disappointed the Supreme Court struck down the New York gun control laws. Not gun control. I mean, it's truly, you truly can't make it so that it's so restrictive that you can't get a gun. It's not what our founding fathers had in mind. And it's interesting how irritated they are that people who can own guns, who have a legal right to own guns, they're upset about them owning it. And yet they don't seem to be as upset about the criminals who are getting their, you know, have the guns in their hands. It goes on to say, I call on Americans across the country to make their voices heard on gun safety. The lives are on the line. And what he's saying to them is, when it comes time to vote, you know how to vote. He went on to say, I'm deeply disappointed by the Supreme Court's ruling in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. Since 1911, the state of New York has required individuals who would like to carry a concealed weapon in public to show a need to do so. And it has to be for the purpose of self-defense. Now, the funny thing about this is, I don't see that in the Second Amendment. Where is that? More than a century later, the United States Supreme Court has chosen to strike down New York's long-established authority to protect its citizens. The ruling contradicts both, that's what I was telling you about, common sense and the Constitution. How? And where? I keep saying, I get frustrated. Where is this in the Constitution? Where does the Second Amendment say you can have a gun as long as you can prove you need one? as long as you can prove that you have to protect yourself for whatever reason. Where is that? Right? This is the stuff that makes they pick and choose and twist only in the areas that benefit them. In the wake of the horrific attacks in Buffalo and Uvalde, as well as the daily attacks of gun violence that do not make national headlines, really, which ones are those? And again, we're back to most of that violence he's talking about, 98% of it, is done by people who illegally have guns. They've obtained them illegally. They've committed crimes with them. He said, I remain committed to do everything I can in my power to reduce gun violence, make our community safer. You do that by taking guns away from people, right? Law-abiding citizens. Now, how you do that? It's just amazing. He says, I've already taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any other president during the first year in office. You ever notice that they made fun of Trump every time he said, I've done more than. I've had the best. Joe does it, and it's applauded. Oh, look, he's so great. I urge states to continue to enact and enforce common sense laws to make the citizens' community safer from gun violence. Right? The 10 cities with the most gun violence have the most strict laws in the country. You never hear him say that. Right? As the late Justice Scalia recognized, the Second Amendment is not absolute. For centuries, this is according to Joey B., for centuries, states have regulated who may purchase or possess weapons, the type of weapons they may use, and the places they may carry those weapons. And the courts have upheld these regulations. I beg to differ with Scalia. They are absolute. Your Second Amendment rights are absolute. And I can prove it. I'll do that in the third hour. I mean, we played a few over and over and over again here. When you go down and you find out what the original verbiage of the Second Amendment was. And not just one, they had several iterations of it. So when you sit there and you think about, again, what they were looking for, what they had in mind. Now, some will say it doesn't matter what they have in mind, things have changed. But we can say that about a lot of stuff, can't we? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and a part of the solution. I've had this guy on many times, and I felt it appropriate to bring him on again because now we're starting to see these recalls here in California maybe take place, maybe make a difference. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, in his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys for America's Reconciliation. Tom, I always like when you're on with me, man. I appreciate your time.
Great to be on, and we got some good things to talk about tonight.
I do want to ask you, though, you know, your book, The Divided Era, and How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Can we reconcile? I mean, a lot of people are talking about a split. I don't see the split. But is this the norm for us now, the real divide between both sides?
Look, the premise of the book is simple. The more government decides, the more it divides. And what I mean by that is every government decision sets off a competition for those to get government benefits and between two groups. and then someone to pay for it. And that competition can be intense when governments are spending over $10 trillion, which they did in 2020 and 2021. And if we continue to push spending like that, then yes, this competition is there. But you will notice that in good economic times, there tends to be less division historically than in bad economic times. So it would be wise to put in, and I suggest this in the book, certain economic policies that would make that a reality over time. But I also believe that, and I use the examples of Reagan and Kennedy in the book, when they took over in divided periods, Kennedy was the first president to lose more states than he won, and then he set about unifying the country. Reagan, of course, won in a divided and a really downtrodden period, if you will, where people just didn't have the confidence anymore. And he set about unifying the country as well. So it is possible for a leader to come along and learn from the past, and you know, we can be better reconciled than we are now. But as long as you vote for bigger government, you're voting for division.
I'm seeing the, if you pardon the term, the average Joe in the street, and some of the commentators that are out there asking questions. It seems like more of those that are left-leaning, I'm not going to say hardcore left, but left-leaning, more of those are seeing some issues with Joey B., seeing some issues with the way we're being governed, don't like the gas taxes that they've got. And I'm seeing polls that show that more and more mainstream Democrats will probably be voting Republican in the upcoming election. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because inflation is the biggest enemy of a politician. It really is. I mean, there's no way to unify anyone around that, right? You could have a weak president get in a foreign policy mess, but people will rally. You could have people losing their jobs, but they could send out checks and help people through the period of time. But inflation helps no one, and no government program response to inflation is effective to helping people. So people are really hurting right now. The dissatisfaction level with Biden is in the high 50s. If the two latest approval polls are in the 33 and 36 percentiles. He doesn't campaign with people. Kamala Harris doesn't campaign with people. So independents are at the 60% disapproval rating of Biden. So this is an indication that a lot of Democrats will either sit out the election or vote for Republicans in Congress, and you should see the Congress, the House, go back to the Republicans. The Democrats could lose as many as 40 seats. At this stage, that's my projection, and the Republicans could pick up 3 or 4 Senate seats.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do. And to your point about Harris and Joe, you're right. I don't see them out actively endorsing and campaigning with a lot of these candidates that are running, and many have refused to even mention or say whether they're going to support Joe in a 2024 run, which is also very telling, don't you think?
Well, yes. Look, he's not running and he never was going to run. But they can't talk about that as prior to the midterms, because that would set off a clamor to be the next president ahead of the midterm elections, and that would be so destructive to the Democrat Party. So they're making it sound like he's going to run for now, but he won't, and this will be we haven't had a lame duck first term president in the modern era. And so what you're going to have is a big problem. you will have the Democrats losing the House, losing the Senate. You will have the AOCs and the Bernies of the world saying that the party's not liberal enough. You will have a more liberal party because the seats they're going to lose are swing seats, and the hardcore people will remain, and hardcore gerrymandered people will remain. And once it's out that Biden won't be running, the Democrats' civil war will be on, you'll have at least 30 Democrats running, and you're going to have at least, depending on what Trump does, if Trump doesn't run, you'll have 30-plus Republicans running.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, if Trump doesn't run, you know, keep in mind, the barrier to running for president, as Pete Buttigieg proved, isn't exceptionally low. Here's a man who's got 8,600 votes in his last election.
Wait a minute. Is that a condemnation of our society as a whole, is that we don't see the president, we don't have high standards for a president? Are we now to the point where it's just ideological, and as long as he's got a D and I'm a D, we're all good?
Well, I didn't say it was that easy to get elected.
But I mean, look at who they're putting up for candidates, and look at who they're calling out as people that they think would be great presidents. There's no statesmen in that group. We'll talk about that afterwards. Anyway, Joe Mesidi, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tom Del Vaccaro right after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up 2 days of testifying on Capitol Hill. following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase. Powell saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
This is why God never let me be, you know, a counselor of any kind, because that would have been me. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joined by Tom DelVaccaro. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party in his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. And I love Tom. He's such an optimist. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So I want to get back to the San Francisco DA and all that in a minute. I want to talk about SCOTUS's ruling today about the New York gun law and how Joe Biden came out and his first line. This just shows you how disattached, unattached from the Constitution these guys are. And he said the ruling made no common sense. And I'm thinking, I didn't think the ruling had to make common sense. I thought it had to make law.
Yeah, it had to be consistent with the Constitution. Look, you know, the Constitution is fairly clear, written in plain language, shall not infringe, right?
Yep.
So what the New York law says is that a certain group of people can't. The standard for getting this concealed carry involves the discretion of public officials. There's no, as contrasted to other state laws, which set out the rules. And so the Supreme Court felt that the New York law was insufficiently specific. And when you infringe on a constitutional right, you have to have that degree of, I hate saying this word out loud because I mess it up all the time, specificity. And so that's what happened. It's really not that shocking of a ruling, and thank God that they did it, because it sets a standard for clarity in laws, which is really what this is about.
I do like some of the comments that the justices made. The court said that we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to the government officers some special need. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that they finally opened their mouth and said something along those lines. We're also seeing some breaks in that whole non-existent separation of church and state, when we saw recently that the ruling that came down that you can use public funds, as we saw in Maine, for public education.
I would bet that the one letter that Thomas Jefferson regrets writing is the one where he says separation of church and state. Look, into the John Adams' presidency, church services were held at the U.S. Capitol.
Yep.
There was never this notion that religion had to be removed from the public square. What they didn't want was the federal government choosing a national religion. Yep. By the way, that didn't restrict states from having laws on their books into the 1800s as to what Bible you should be using. South Carolina, for one, had something like that. So, yes, the Supreme Court, what they're doing, doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but what they are doing is saying often that government doesn't have the right to overreach in certain areas. And they're about to do that in a major way next week when they rule that the Supreme Court doesn't have the authority to decide the abortion issue.
Okay, clarify what you just said. They don't have a right to decide.
Yeah, and, you know, the Constitution, as Scalia famously said, it's a piece of paper with the essential paraphrasing. It has certain words on it and doesn't have other things on it. And the Constitution was written to say, here are the limited things government's allowed to do, and the federal government, and everything else is left to the states, which was a reversal of life in England, where the king had the right to do everything except for what was in the Bill of Rights there, or the laws that limited him. So they never expected, when they wrote the Constitution, that we'd have the federal government that we have today. But what the abortion ruling will say is, the Constitution says what the federal government has the authority to do, and deciding the abortion issue is not one of them.
So two quick things. One is, I don't know if you knew this, but Jefferson actually had the military band playing hymns during the service on Sundays. So for somebody who was against or for separation of church and state, he didn't really understand what that meant.
No, I want to disagree with you. What? None of them thought that God should be removed from the public.
No, I agree with you.
They just didn't want to spend federal money on solely religious activities. Meaning, we're going to give money to that particular church.
Right.
They were against that.
Right.
There would be no national church. Remember, prior to the Constitution, America was founded on it. America in the late 1600s and early 1700s were a myriad of little theocracies, towns with a church to which you paid tithing long before the Mormons came along. You chose the area you were going to live. You were alive with the church, and you paid money to that church. But they didn't want the federal government playing any role in that regard.
Right. I guess, but my point was, everybody says that Jefferson wanted a total separation of church and state. For a man that didn't want the government to have anything to do with religion in any way, shape, manner, or form, or vice versa, he really was kind of confused about it, especially when he asked the military band to play the hymns for them on Sunday. You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, if he really hated religion that much, if he hated God, if he didn't want anything to do with it,
okay,
why would he do that? He must have. I say he's the first case of Alzheimer's, if that's true.
No. Go back earlier. The first case of Alzheimer's when they created the First Amendment, later, that was in the morning, and in the afternoon, they opted opted for a national day of prayer. And so apparently at lunch, everybody forgot what they were doing.
Right. And what was it? How many days of prayer and fasting did they do before they got rolling on the Constitution? It's just crazy. The other thing you mentioned, I was reading one of the, and I know I'm not as learned as you are, but I was reading one of the Founding Fathers' letters, where their mindset was that God had, the way the king saw it is that God gave him the power, and he doled it out as he saw fit. But the way this framer said was that, no, God gives us the power, and then we choose those people, as it says in Exodus, we choose our leaders to rule over us. So it's from the people up, not from the king down. And that's what they were trying to get away with. Go ahead.
Yes, this is the first time in history that you had leaders founding a government saying that sovereignty should be widespread in the people, as opposed to everything literally that had been gone before. Even Greek democracy, the voting rights were about 10% of the people in Athens. So not a very widespread rights, right?
Right.
And so, and the same was true in the Roman Republic. Not everybody voted, and the vote only covered limited things. So yes, they very much believe that. They wanted the dispersal of power because they saw the danger. And look, government's a reaction to what goes before.
Yep.
So what went before was centralization, and they wisely reacted to that by pushing for decentralization.
So let's get to what we're seeing happen here in California. And actually, you see it in some other parts of the country. But I never really thought I'd see it in California because our buddy Newsom was a big disappointment when people didn't come out and close the deal on that one. You saw the San Francisco DA was recalled. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up on it, so I don't know who the mayor has appointed. We can get to that after the break. And we're seeing that maybe the DA out of L.A. will be recalled as well. Is there a trend here? Are we seeing them finally revolt? We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Radio 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Don't sit there and just complain. Do something about what it is you want to change. Seriously. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. And his book, The Divided Era, you can still find on Amazon.com. How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, always a good. I always have a good time when you're on with me.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's good to be on again. It's been a while. So, Chase Boudin, what should Republicans learn with Chase Boudin? The answer to the question,
nothing.
I've been answering.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Here's the reality. Chase Boudin lost because voters saw the results of what he was doing. Now, I know that may sound trite to you right now, but it really is the truth. The Democrats on crime, let me step back. First of all elections now are national, almost all of them. When the phrase "all politics is local" came from 1932. There was no TV. There's no internet. And you didn't see things. The news of the village often didn't interrupt your lives. But that's no longer true. What is true is that what happens in one street can be seen throughout a city. What happens in Texas happens in Florida instantaneously and in San Francisco. And Chesa Boudin lost because there were pictures of the crime that could not be ignored. They couldn't social justice talk their way out of smash and grab. And there were pictures of famed areas of San Francisco, Union Square, getting openly robbed, and nothing was being done about it. And then, so, pictures matter. They used to say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, but also pictures expose 1,000 lies. And that is the lie of Democrats and police reform. So that's number one. Number two, the reason why Chesa Boudin was also, the other reason he was recalled, was because a Republican spent a lot of money to get it done. Democrats were alarmed by this. Oh, special, you know, George Soros put them all in. They don't like the notion that someone would spend money to get him out, right? So, but that is what happened. And Republicans need to put those two things together on targeted issues and not be afraid. Thank God for Elon Musk, who's made it possible for rich people, super rich people on the right to say, okay, we're going to do something too. And that's what we should take from that. And that includes doing it with Gascon. There is no reason at this stage why they shouldn't just recall him. Republicans shouldn't put a bunch of money in there and expose it. Because as they expose it in San Francisco, they expose it everywhere. And that's where you get the momentum and you can make a difference.
No, I totally agree with you. I love how the DA there in San Francisco, he was blaming the old guard and politicians for not understanding and allowing his programs to work. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, are you that demented that you actually believe that what you were seeing on TV or what you were seeing yourself in the streets was a good thing?
Well, the answer in one sense is very much so. He does believe that social injustice has caused this. He doesn't believe. He thinks that they are victims. And look, that there has been people of that ilk throughout all of history. That if you allow people to become rich and others to stay poor, you cannot blame them for their activities. Do you remember the movie Ever After? Where who is Ryan, whatchamacallit's daughter, plays this lead role, and she complains, it's set in the 1800s, she complains that if you don't educate people and they don't have the capacity to fend for themselves, then you should expect crime. Well, she's not, that was her message, one message during the movie. And there's some truth to it. Like, if you're in L.A. and the education system doesn't educate anybody whatsoever, well, there is going to be some consequence to that. But the bigger story is here that crime as an issue is easily nationalized. The failures of the Democrats easily nationalized, and the Republicans need to learn that lesson.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this in the past. I'm always the guy that's the pessimist going, I don't know, but have they? You know, if we, everybody said
no,
we're going to take back the Congress, everybody, I mean the House, and there's a good chance we're going to have the majority in the Senate as well. What does that mean anymore? Will they really put pedal to the metal, start putting things on paper, not spend all their time in these committees and hearings, or will they actually get something done?
I don't know what that looks like. Mitch McConnell's of the belief right now that there's an old rule that if your opponent is shooting himself in the foot, don't get in the way. And that's how he wants to govern between now and November. And I think what they'll do once the Democrat civil war begins in earnest after November with the organized far left of the party claiming that the others didn't go far enough, once that civil war begins and they start saying that Biden's not good enough, he may not push for much legislation either, and we just may he may just wait two more years.
Oof! Don't tell me that. I mean, seriously, I look at that and say, well, why don't they at least start putting these bills that will make a difference, get them passed, put them in front of Biden, let him veto them.
Well, now, of course, I think one of the reasons why the Republicans beat the Democrat Gore with Bush was during the election year, they did put up a tax cut bill, which Gore called a risky scheme. You should do that type of thing, but I don't know that they will.
All right, I got a couple of minutes with you. I'm going to switch gears on you, which I always love to do. There was a recent Gallup poll that said the belief in God in this country hit a new low. Now, I know you're a godly guy. I know you believe in God. And when I was looking through this earlier, I thought it was interesting as you run through the poll, we hung in even in the late 60s, right? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. In the late 60s. Almost 98% of the population believed in God or a God, higher power, whatever you want to call it. But the part that I really thought was interesting was only 62% of liberals or 62% of liberals and were least likely to believe in God, where conservatives or what they call political conservatives, 94% of them believe in God. I really thought it was interesting that it was a 30-point spread there. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, civilizations are born of beliefs, and they die in doubt. And what I mean by that is, whether it's really any civilization, as it comes together, there is this, the great philosophers on this subject, the historical philosophers, talk about how there is an identity, there is this organic coming together, and there is a belief and a purpose, and they are religious, not necessarily the religion you have, but they believe it's most often a agrarian society, and there is this, throughout history it's most often that, and they believe in God. And over time, as a civilization become richer, the fears of the afterlife are solved by the money of the current life. And they concentrate on those things. Then, as wealth and scientific knowledge advance,
you got about 30
science seconds. Science reduces the realm of the believers as well. And so what you're seeing in America today is the growth in atheism, which is associated with liberalism. And the Durant's warning of that is the fall of that is what allows for communism.
Yep. Well, Tom, always a pleasure. Always enjoy my conversations with you. Be safe, my friend, and we'll connect again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Tom is your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're stuck with me for the whole hour. We'll be right back. Anyway.
$40.98.